I'm Luke Ulrich, and I got next.
You next up, and you ain't been on Sports Like Talk. Like, what are you doing? Hey, you better hit him up.
Look, you breaking next, and you up next. Keep the wins so hard. Rise a star on the big scene. Make them know who you are. You don't break a sweat. Don't settle for less. They put you through that test. Your resume that flesh. Who got next? Who got next? SLT, ready, set, go. Who got next? Who got next? Living my dreams and all your goals. Who got next? Who got next? You can ask B. Jones or head coach. Who got next? Who got next? You next up, so here's my vote. Chill.
Keep that beat rolling, KTSLT Nation. What it do, fam? Welcome back to another fire episode of Sports Life Talks. You got next. That's right. We are a platform that gives exposure to the voices of tomorrow. KT and I, we have been working 4.5, almost 5 years, and we are combing this country, and we're finding rising stars, future phenoms, super sensations in our communities who are doing big things and accomplishing big dreams. And it's a we alert. Somebody sound the alarm, ladies and gentlemen. We got one of the baddest boys in the DFW. If not this side of the Mississippi, below me, y'all are looking at a class of 2024 Titan. That's right. This young man has accumulated in one season 3,100 yards, 30-something touchdowns, 1,000 rushing yards, 15 touchdowns. This kid has set the playoff market. He was the player of the week, and the highlights that I saw, ladies and gentlemen, they baffled me. Y'all make some noise. Colleyville Heritage for one of your very own, the 5'10", 190-pound athlete that is a beast on the football field, the Skywalker himself, Luke Ulrich. What's up, Luke? How you doing today, man?
I'm great, yeah. Thanks for that. I'm excited to be here.
Oh, bro, we excited to have you on this joint, man. Y'all, if you're watching this right now, write it down. This kid will be a future phenom. It's going to start at Stephen F. Austin, and it might end with the Los Angeles Rams. I don't know where this thing is going to take us, but y'all are watching history in the making. And also, this is our first football episode of 2024, the year of the Mamba. If this is your first time watching the show, Colleyville, welcome to the platform, to the Sports Life Talk experience. I am your host, the mouth of the South, B. Jones, the OG, all things Louisiana. Put your L's up. Mr. Yeet is in the building, and I'm rocking alongside my brother from another mother, the other side of the logo, the Quiet Storm. Shh. All facts, no cap. The head coach, KT. Kev, how you feeling today, man?
I'm not gonna lie, B. Jones. It's a little jealousy on this episode, man. I'm jealous of his hair, man.
Hey, this boy got that Troy Polamalu, don't he? He got
that. I mean, this is the look he has, man. He can either be an elite quarterback, which he is right now, or a dope 4x4 or cross country runner. That's the look he has right now, B. Jones.
Hey, that Peter Fontaine. You got that Peter Fontaine going on.
Yeah, I'm jealous of your hair though, Luke. But man, to answer your question, B. Jones, I feel great, man. Let's turn up for Colleyville. Let's go.
Colleyville, y'all make some noise. We're going to get this show cranking. All right, Luke. I am your father, Luke. Here we go, man. It is that time for the moment of truth. Let's go, Luke. Give us three facts about yourself. But this is the deal, Sports Life Talk Nation. One of those facts is going to be a lie. That's right. This is our version of two truths and a lie. We waiting, Luke. Give us Kevin and I are going to have to work together. We'll have 60 seconds after he tells us his three facts to figure out which one of these is the fifth.
Okay, so I've never seen Star Wars before. I'm the oldest of five. So I have five younger siblings. I'm the oldest of six. And I didn't start playing football until I was in seventh grade.
Ooh, that's tough.
There's no way with a name like Luke you have not seen.
He had to. Somebody would have to put it in front of it. It would be almost taboo if they didn't let this young man see Luke Skywalker on TV. But the six siblings or five siblings That's a tough one too.
Yeah, the numbers is what get us all the time.
The numbers, the specificity of the numbers is rough. But playing for he had to be playing football longer than seventh grade, dog. We in the state of Texas. They started playing football when they 5 or 6 years old. So I'm gonna say it's the football one, KT. I think he said he started in seventh grade. I'm gonna say he started earlier. What are you thinking, man?
But he said he's never watched Star Wars, right?
He said he's never watched Star Wars, which is that might be the trap. That might be the trap he's setting us in, because the common notion is that everybody's seen it.
All right, B, let's go with whatever you want to go with, man.
You know what? I'm gonna fall into the trap. Luke, you have never seen you. Excuse me. You wait. Hold on. Oh, because if
what's your first instinct, B?
All right, let's go. Number three is the lie. You started playing football way earlier than seventh grade.
I started playing football in seventh grade.
But
I've never seen Star Wars. So,
dang.
That was it. We should have went with that. Well, like you said, B, guys. Luke, why would you do something like that to us, man?
All right, y'all. Well, we took another L today, but we're going to make the most of it. Y'all know what time it is. Before you get in the car and you go on a long journey, you got to do one thing. Luke, raise your right hand. Everybody who's watching this, lift up your right hand for us. Reach over your left shoulder. Grab that seatbelt and pull it down. Click, clack, buckle up. We're about to take y'all on the ride of a lifetime. That's right. This story is absolutely bananas, and I promise you it's one that you will not want to miss, but we got to ask y'all to do us a small favor. That's right. We got to pay the bills without asking you for a penny. We call it the SLT Trinity, the big three. Three tremendously small things that you could do to help this platform grow and take the game to a whole another level. That's right. Number one, we need you to hit that subscribe button and become a part of our family. We commit and we promise you we will be the hardest working podcast in the game. We're going to bring you more content, more guests, more names, more stories, more inspiration than anybody else out there on the planet. Number two, we need you to hit that like button. That's right. It's a game of algorithms. Every time you hit this like button, it tells the system that this show is good and it just bubbles all the way up to the top. And number three, last but not least, sharing is caring. And there's probably a plethora of people right now, your phone and your community, that would love to know about this superstar, this super sensation out of Colleyville and what the amazing things he accomplished in one of the hardest states to play high school football, period. And that's right. Well, we gave you 1 year's worth of numbers. The kid's numbers was extraordinary. This dude is an alien. All right. So, hey, Luke, is Colleyville going to rock with us? Is the Black and Red Nation going to show us some love?
Oh yeah, they definitely will.
I need all the offensive linemen that was blocking for you. I need them right now to smash that subscribe button on the count of three. Let's do it like we true to it. One, two, three, boo! Yeah! KT, this is our first time in Colleyville, and they are showing up and showing out. That's right. If you did any of those three things, KT and I consider you family. And family is not a fake word around here. We are true to the game. We don't do fans. We don't do followers. We only do family. So if you smash that subscribe button, welcome to the Sports Life Talk family. Luke, what is your favorite emoji right now? I know if we went through your phone right now, it's an emoji you send in most frequently to all your friends and family.
Probably just the laughing emoji.
All right.
I don't want to type out the ha-ha-ha, so I just put the laugh.
You always laughing? I know the joke is on a lot of people that try to dive at your feet and try to make tackles, but ladies and gentlemen, if you did smash that subscribe button or sent this to somebody or even hit that like button, please do put the smiley emoji in the chat right now so KT and I can just reach out to you, give you a digital pound, give you a digital hug, and what are we going to tell them, KT?
Thank you.
That's right. Thank you for your support and thank you for your admiration. And you know what? It is time to get this thing kicked off right. Let's go. Welcome to the Sports Life Talk initiation.
I really hate losing, man. And I know this. If there's a Princess Leia at Colleyville, you better make sure you watch your movie before you come on the show. All right, Luke, to initiate you into the SLT family, you got to give us your top five music artists.
Right now, I like the Lumineers. I like the Avett Brothers. I like Hozier. I like Noah Kahan. And what is that? That's four?
Yeah.
And I'll end with Bon Iver. So now, just all chill music.
What, not only is it chill music, I have no reflection. I've never heard any. I heard the Lumineers. I heard like one song from the Lumineers, and that is it. All of the rest, I can't even repeat the words you just said. He was speaking stretch to me at that point in time. KT, so good luck with that. The kid is eccentric. He has a very different, eclectic taste in music. So what you going to go with, KT?
I mean, different is good, B. Jones.
That's different is great.
That, you know what? Normally, I'll be hating because I don't know anything that he just said, but give him Twitter. You're gonna give him 20, man.
Let's go! That's, hey, that's a big, that's big, Luke. He don't give, he don't give 20 out easily, so that's wow. That's love.
Appreciate
I like the hair, B. Jones. The hair got me. That's what it is. All right, so who is your favorite superhero and why?
I like Spider-Man because, you know, no one expected him to be a superhero. He's just kind of a normal guy. You know, you see him on the street, and you're like, who's this guy? And then you put on that mask, then he's Spider-Man.
That fits you to a T.
Yeah.
All right, so are you Peter Parker or are you Miles Morales?
I just say Peter Parker because that's the one I grew up watching, and I've always loved it as a kid. So, yeah, I'd sit at the TV screen and say, I want to be Spider-Man.
Gotcha. All right. So since every good superhero needs their own theme music, what would your theme song be?
Probably Hard in the Paint.
Who sing that one?
Huh?
Who sings Hard in the Paint?
Waka Flocka.
Yeah. Sing it for us, man. It will refresh everybody's memory.
I go hard in the paint. Just that.
Give him another one, B.
Yeah.
Give
him another
one. I love it when the high schoolers do it. They be showing some testicular fortitude, don't they, brother? Yeah. They be like, all right, I'm gonna go try this one time, even though your grandmama and your mama watching this.
Yeah.
All right, so what is something that football has taught you that you can use when you're not on the field?
You know, just off I feel like for me, what I feel like more off a leadership standpoint. So I feel like, you know, communication with others and being able to work and, you know, because you demand a lot out of your teammates and they demand a lot out of you. And I feel like whether that's with family. Whether that's with family or life, I think all that matters. So being able to take, you know, have high expectations.
All right, so this is probably the most important question I'm going to ask you during this initiation. B. Jones and I, we love to travel, Luke, and when we travel, we got to eat. So we come out there to Colleyville to hang out with you, man. What's that one food spot you're going to recommend? What's your go-to meal there?
Yeah, so right outside of Colleyville near South Lake, there's a place called Feed Store Barbecue. It's really good. If y'all like barbecue. I love barbecue.
Luke. Do we like barbecue?
Come on, Luke.
Come on, Luke. You know we kill some barbecue. So what you getting there? What's your go-to meal?
Just brisket and chicken. And then they let you get two sides. So I just get mac and cheese and mashed potatoes.
This weekend, man.
We're coming to kick it with you before you get off to Stephen F. Austin, man.
Definitely are going to do that. B. Jones, you treating too. All right, so now it's time for the You Got Next offer. We're passing our collection plates around and asking you to hit that subscribe button. Make sure you like this video, leave us your top five music artists, your theme song, and your favorite superhero in the comments. And finally, go to our website, sltyougotnext.com, to learn more about us and the other You Got Next family members. Now allow me to turn over to B as we learn more about our newest family member, Mr. Luke. Well, I don't want to just say Mr. Luke B. Jones. That'll take somebody else. But just take it away, B.
Uncle Luke.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Y'all know who Uncle Luke is. And for y'all youngsters that don't know who Uncle Luke is, Google 2 Live Crew.
I know you don't.
All right, Luke, welcome to the show, man. Welcome to the platform, bro. You are a superhero to us. I cannot speak highly enough about what I saw. I'm remorseful by the simple fact that I caught wind of your name and I started watching highlights and stuff as we entered in like the third or I think it was the third round of the UIL playoffs, and all of a sudden I all down my Twitter stream, all I see is this kid hurtling over this other kid on the sideline, and I'm like, who in the world is this? yes. And all of a sudden I go down the rabbit hole and I'm like, I fell in love with your game literally in the span of 15 minutes, brother. But it didn't happen overnight. It sounded like you started playing when you was in the seventh grade. So tell us how you started playing and tell us what made you fall in love with the game of football.
Okay. Yeah. So, I kind of lived everywhere my whole life. I've lived in 13 different states just growing up. So, you know, I grew up playing soccer, you know, because I lived in Colorado and no one really played football. Like, it wasn't a big deal. And I moved to Texas in, I think, end of fifth grade. And they had middle school football. And I was like, man, I want to do this. You know, but I was still playing soccer at the time. I was kind of, I might play football just to have fun. But I fell in love with football and ended up dropping soccer. And then just started working from there.
Dog, the things you do on the field just ain't normal. You truly are an alien to me. I made fun and called you Skywalker, but I intended to call you Skywalker because, bro, you play a game that's fast and furious, and I mean, you are not afraid to get airborne and make somebody look goofy on the football field, bro. When did you realize you were special though, Luke? Because we talking about a soccer kid who now is out there looking like Messi with a football helmet on. When did you realize you were different at this thing?
My first year, I was super undersized. I was really tiny, so you know, I wasn't that good. And then eighth grade was kind of the year that I played pretty good football. But I played quarterback, but I wasn't even thinking about passing. I would just run the ball, so I didn't even really know how to throw a football. But going into freshman year, I started training more at quarterback, and I ended up getting the chance to be back up on varsity for AJ Smith. He plays in the MLB right now, but yeah, so I got a chance to back him up, which was awesome. So I got some experience there. But I would just say, yeah, eighth grade, I started to realize, man, maybe I can do this. Yeah.
Now, that comment you just made about how you used to snap the ball and run around a lot, that makes sense now, man, because brother, you play a different style of football. I kind of, you know what, before the show, I should have pulled up Kyler Murray high school stats, Kevin. I should have pulled up what Kyler Murray did, because when I saw you play, I said, man, this is the white version of Kyler Murray all over this football field, man. What made you decide to kind of to play this style of game? Where does all that come from? Does it just come natural, or is it all intentional and this is how you train?
I feel like I like how Coach said being different is a good thing, because I feel like kind of growing up, a lot of my friends, I just couldn't understand, like, I've always been super competitive, where like if I'm gonna do something, I'm gonna do it as hard as I can no matter what. So I'd see some of my friends, you know, like kind of like messing around when we were playing football, and I just like, it didn't make sense to me. So I kind of made a promise to myself that every time I step on the field, it shouldn't be everything I had, no matter what, you know. And then that comes with trying to pick up a team to play with you. And I feel like I got a really good team around me this year as well, that we all played our best football as hard as we could every single snap.
Well, dude, I didn't know Colleyville was supposed to go far. Were y'all expected to go as far as y'all did in the playoffs?
No, sir.
That's what I thought. So when I heard about it, it was this crazy game you had, like 600 something yards, and all of a sudden the world is talking about you, and then they say you upset one team, and then all of a sudden y'all upset another team, and I'm like, oh my goodness, this kid Luke Skywalker is doing some major things out there, man. What was that experience like, setting records and really a shock in the world this past fall?
Yeah, so this is my first year being the starting quarterback on varsity. So I played receiver my junior year, and I played some running back. And then my sophomore year, I split time with Weston Smith. He's at Princeton. But anyway, I've always had a chip on my shoulder, because I'd be like, man, I can't wait for my moment. You know, as soon as I get my moment, I'm going to go off. As soon as I get my moment, I'm going to go off. And, you know, I finally got my moment and just kind of ran with it. And we played great teams all year, but as soon as playoffs hit, I think we just played a different level of football, and we won some big time games because we never quit.
And the battle that you had in semifinal battle was absolutely crazy. Mm-hmm. Y'all came up short, but I think you and the other quarterback, between the two of y'all had to set some kind of Texas record on what you guys was able to pull up. But I got to ask you, the anatomy of a 600 yard game, brother. When you in the middle of this game, do you realize like, oh, I just broke one off of 60. Oh, I just scored my third touchdown. I mean, we talk, your numbers are video game-esque. Like, I can't wait to get NCAA this summer so I can play as Luke Oakwich. Okay. That's what I'm talking about, man. In the midst of these games, do you realize what you were pulling off? Like, the numbers are just gaudy and insane.
You know, it's kind of weird because some games I'd be like, man, I have to have 500 yards. And then after the game, it's like, I only had like 300. But that game, when we played Emerson, I ended up having 650 total. And it didn't really feel like I had a lot, you know. I don't know. It was like a weird thing. I didn't know how many I had, but I think I was just really focused on, you know, trying to make plays. But, you know, I didn't find out until a couple of days after the game. And I was like, wow.
And make plays you did, sir. So what are you running the 40, Luke? I hate to put you on the spot like that because, you know, you kind of got that Christian McCaffrey vibe going there. What are you running the 40, man?
Yeah, so the last time I timed was the start of my junior year, and I got an official 4.5, but I haven't timed since.
No, you got to be way faster than the 4.5. I look at your highlights, and I thought they had sped them up. There's no way you run a 4.5 right now. So we're not a recruiting show, Luke. We're about telling your story, but I got to go to recruiting. You were a 3-star. Do you feel like because you were 5'10", 190, that a lot of the major – I'm talking about P5. Like, I can see you in an LSU uniform. I can see you in a Bama uniform. Now, you are that talented. I feel like you probably could have played on any program on the face of this earth. But of course, you know, you finally made a home. You head to Piney Woods. I know SA, the Lumberjack Nation is super excited to get you, but do you feel like if you were 6'2", 210 and playing the style you played that you would have been a 5-star top 10 recruit in the nation?
Yeah, I definitely feel like it definitely makes a difference, you know, being shorter. Because I really wasn't getting recruited at all for quarterback until after my round 3 playoff game.
That's the game. That's the game. Hey, I gotta see that whole game.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah, if somebody got the highlights, y'all send them to us. I gotta watch that whole game, man, because that was crazy when I looked down my timeline.
It was crazy. We were down by 10. We were down by 10 points with like 3 minutes left, and it was 4th and 20. And we ended up scoring. And we came back. It was crazy.
Golly.
Yeah.
That is absolute crazy. So you have tons of highlights. What do you consider in 2024 KTNI? We call it the year of the Mamba. And it's intentional because we feel like everybody that come on the show this year is absolutely a Mamba. You got to be the best of the best. You got to think differently. And being a Mamba is not always about being number one at what you do, but it's about a mentality. It's about a heart. It's about intensity. It's about passion. Well, give us your Mamba moment. Give us that moment where you blacked out, Luke, and all of a sudden you just took the team, you carried it, or whatever happened, man, but you knew at that one point moment, you're like, hey, I'm a bad boy. I'm a certified Mamba.
So think back to, I think it was either our second or third game. We lost to Texas High. They were a really good team, but we kind of started off the season slow because we got brand new coaches pretty late in the game, so, you know, still learning the offense and stuff, but I ended up breaking – three of my ribs in, I think, the end of the first quarter, and, you know, throwing up. So I'm on the field throwing up. My ribs are hurting super bad, but we end up making a run. We almost come back, and they score on the it was like a 60-yard pass play to end the game. Last play of the game, they scored and beat us. But, you know, it was a loss, but I feel like we fought pretty hard.
Yeah, sometimes losing is winning, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes when you lose that way, and to the other team, I bet you their coach was in like, y'all, it took a 60-yard prayer for us to beat that scrappy team. You know, sometimes winning is losing, you know. So, do you have – you're the oldest of five siblings – excuse me, the oldest of six siblings?
Uh-huh, yes, sir.
So who do you look up to? Who do you mimic your game, or who's driving your passion and pushing your buttons to get you motivated on a daily basis?
You know, that's another thing that I think makes me a little different is, you know, my dad played college football, but he doesn't really talk about football a lot. He played under Jim Harbaugh at San Diego. But
brother, if you name drop one more time, Luke, that's what we got a Princeton kid. We got an MLB, and now we got Jim Harbaugh name that dropped on the show. Oh, my goodness. So tell us about that. When your pop, so he played for Jim Harbaugh and keep going.
He did. Yeah, I mean, he just doesn't. I don't know if he liked football, but he just never talked about it growing up. So I never really thought about football. I knew he played football. But I think me playing football is just something that I've always wanted to do, you know. So my dad just always like, you know, do what you want to do. So I don't necessarily know if I look up to anyone except I feel like I'm always trying to prove myself right, if that makes sense. That's my motivation.
Yeah, you got a chip on your shoulder for sure, for certain. Now, have you ever thought about playing running back with your speed and elusiveness and – I mean, it's a lot of contact at running back, but I mean, have you ever thought about taking your talents and just getting hand off the ball and see if you can matriculate the ball down the field that way?
Yeah. So, I got an offer, a couple offers to play running back. But I feel like best for me, and I think when I fell in love with the game, like what I love doing is playing quarterback. So you're gonna
ride this quarterback thing out?
Uh huh.
Yes, sir. Are you excited to get to Stephen F. Austin?
Yes, sir. That's why I fell in love with it. Because Coach Ross is awesome. He's offensive coordinator, but he's giving me a chance to play quarterback, which I'm super pumped about.
Well, brother, you set the world on fire. You impressed Sports Life Talk Nation. You became my favorite football player overnight, and that's a lot because I love me some Taz Williams and some DeCorian Moore. But, brother, you showed me something totally different, man. But this is it. This is your legacy. You accomplished all kinds of awards. You became the district MVP. You took your team to a place that they've never been before, and now the sun is set. What do you want to be remembered by the most, man? When I say the word legacy, what comes to your mind, Luke?
I remember growing up when I was super, middle school, I'd look up to the varsity players. I'd always look up to them, and I always remember the way that they treated me, So I feel like just the way I treat other people, especially the younger people that could look up to me.
What are you going to miss the most? Friday nights in Dallas, Texas, or the DFW market is absolutely bananas, man. What are you going to miss most about going out there on Friday nights?
Just that whole game day feel, everything, the bus ride with, cause the bond in high school is different. Cause I grew up with my boys, the bus rides, the band, the high school, everything, just everything. I'm gonna miss it for sure.
Dude, man, I'm about to sit down with you one day and we're going to have a camera on us and we watch some of your highlights. But speaking of highlights, my second to last question, that one play. When you were wrapped up, somehow you shot out the pocket. You get to the sideline, and he had about 20 yards to go to the end zone. And all of a sudden, the kid is coming at you, look like they're about to bang on you. You jump up about 4 feet in the air, Luke. And I'm talking about you hit the – y'all see that on the logo of the Jordan? Luke did that with the football in his hand. He Jordan logoed him. The kid goes under you. You get on the ground. You tightrope the sideline, and you run in the end zone. What was going on in your head during that play, man? How were you able to pull off that magic?
So I've always wanted to, like, I thought it would be the coolest thing when I was younger to hurdle people. I always saw on YouTube. I was like, man, that looks so cool. So I kind of, like, my junior year was the first time I tested it. I pulled one off. But I started getting more comfortable with the ball in my hand, just trying new things. And it kind of came like a reaction, So I don't even know how to describe it. It's almost like I forget what happened. Like, I knew what happened, but I don't even know how I did it.
When you see those highlights, what do you think? When you saw that highlight go viral throughout the Dallas-Fort Worth community, what did you say to yourself?
I was like, dang, it looked pretty good.
Nah, it was cold. That was cold. I mean, I was like, golly.
Not going to lie, though. So we went for two to tie the game right after that. And number 10, the dude I jumped over smacked me. He didn't let me get in the end zone again.
Hey, bro, but you got him. You mossed him, and he Ray Lewis'd you. Y'all went tit for tat, man. That's absolutely what it's all about. Last question, and this is what we're going to get out of here, man. We got 1 minute left. What is Luke Ulrich doing when you're not playing football, man? I know you dedicate a lot of your equity, your time, your heart, and your energy to playing this great game, but you're still a kid, man. You're still 18-year-old, and you still got a lot of grass in front of you, a lot of life to live. What are you doing to relax? What is Luke Ulrich like, when you're not on the football field?
I feel like I play the guitar a little bit. Yeah, I'll play the guitar. I just like kind of chilling. I mean, I don't have too much free time, so whenever I have time to relax, I kind of sit down, play the guitar. But
yeah, mama, cover your ears, because I got to ask you a hard question. Now, is there a Princess Leia in your life? Is there a young lady that gets your affection? Because I don't know, Kevin, he got the perfect look. He got the stash. I can just imagine this kid wearing a tight T-shirt when playing his guitar, and these young ladies going crazy, man. Is there a special one in your life, Luke?
No, not at the moment. No.
That is absolutely right crazy. Stephen F. Austin, y'all better buckle up. This boy finna come and take the game over. He gonna, that campus ain't seen nothing like this Luke Ulrich storm that's coming, man. All right, Luke. Well, man, let's get to the fun stuff. Let's play our next game. The championship rounds. Welcome, Luke, to this part of the show. KT and I are about to play a little one-on-one, and you are now officially calling all the shots, okay, sir? So the rules are super simple. This is our version of Would You Rather. Both KT and I, we're going to go three rounds, and in each round, we're both going to pitch you an option or a scenario. Whichever one of those options you select, that host will get a point, and the first host to get 2 points or the best out of three will win this episode's game. Somehow, I don't know how I pulled it off, but I am the defending champion. All right, round number one. Luke, would you rather Stephen F. Austin becomes a national championship contender? This team is loaded with talent all over the field, but now you are officially a role player. You are part of the system, and you're getting some playing time, but when the headlines and the clippings come, it's not about Luke Ulrich, but y'all are playing for it all. You got NIL money coming. Y'all are on the main stage. Or
with Stephen F. Austin, you're all American and you're a player of the year candidate.
But man, y'all losing. See, he failed to say y'all fighting.
Well, you're all American and a player of the year candidate. That's
on a 6-16.
That makes it to a bowl game then.
Man, that's a hard one. I don't know. The selfish side of me is saying, you know, all American, but I feel like I have to go with the mouth of the South, because I feel like the team, you know, you're just as successful as your teammates. So
yeah, he outsmarted us on that one, KT. He know that he the quarterback on a good team. He gonna get a lot of love on that one. So that was a trap move. All right, here we go. Round number two. We are going to get you to host a football show, all right? It's going to be a Sports Life Talk football show. You're going to be the center. We're going to call it the Luke Ulrich Show. We're going to film it every week, but it will just be about following your story. Every week, we're going to have you come on, tell us about what it's like being a freshman on campus. We're going to talk about the field. We're going to talk about the lifestyle off the field. We're going to talk about the classroom, and it's going to literally be sports, life, and conversation, but it's going to all be centered around your life, and we're going to have a camera on you 24/7, or
on mine, you're still talking football, but you're going to do it while hosting your own food show on YouTube. You can travel the world. You get to interview other high school players, college players, and coaches while eating at some of the best places in the world.
I got to go with the head coach.
Oh, man, I had NIL money coming.
I know, but I love food.
Yeah, wrong answer.
that's how. Remember, he did you like that, Luke. All right, so on our show, which you can watch Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Central Time right here on YouTube, we have a segment. And on that segment, B. Jones turns into a shoe guru, and he presents you with a pair of shoes that he feels are worthy of your financial donations. So, Luke, for round three, B. Jones, stop talking. I'm going to stop talking, and we're going to show you a pair of shoes that we feel that are worthy, that fits you. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to count down from three. And when I do that, you have to say, hold that sneaker. When you do that, we're going to show you what we brought today, okay?
Okay.
So you got it. 3, 2, 1, hold that sneaker.
Okay.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
Hold that sneaker. Whew. Oh, I got to go with the head coach.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Man, these for your warm-ups. These are your lumberjacks, man.
The purple and the black are so nice, though.
Yeah.
They are nice. Cool.
I say my boy got the hippie vibe going. I went with the low quarters.
Put those across the room.
They got both.
No, pick the right one. Hey, B. Jones, the force is strong. The force is strong with this one here, B. Jones. The force is
strong. Luke, I hope your new offensive lineman beat you up. I hope they let you get a little tenderized when you get to campus. God, man, Coach Moss. His name, Coach Moss. That's I'm sorry, Coach Ross.
Yeah, Coach Ross, yes, sir.
Coach Ross, I tried to give him that verbal.
He'll rock these too, B. Jones. Don't be cute.
You know what's funny, KT? I almost pulled those out just for the pack because I thought it looked dope with his uniform he had on.
That's why I did it
in the picture. So, all right, y'all, let's get this thing going. We're about to sunset on this program, but we can't leave because we're all about talking about the future. That's what this is about: identifying future stars, future phenoms, and telling us their story. But the title of the show is "You Got Next." So if in your own words, Luke, when you look forward to your career, what are you looking forward to the most? What's up next for you and what's on deck?
I feel like, you know, I've been working hard and I'm preparing for, I don't know, the first time I get the opportunity to play with my new teammates in college.
That's a big one.
Whatever that might look like.
That's a big one, man. Now, I'm going to give you one chance. I'm going to give you a $200,000 NIL deal, Luke. Any company in the world other than a sneaker company. You can't get a sneaker deal, so you got to pick any other company other than a sneaker deal that you would want to represent for a $200,000 NIL deal. Who would it be?
Let's go with Ghost Energy Drink.
All right, Ghost Energy Drink. I was hoping you was going to say Head and Shoulders, man. All right, KT.
All right, Luke, you got any shout-outs you want to give?
Yeah, you know, shout out to my parents. Sorry, there's a dog in the back.
You good?
Shout out to my parents. You know, every one of my coaches that helped me fall in love with the game. My teammates are awesome. I love, you know, you create a special bond when you're fighting with your teammates on the football field. You know, and everyone that supported me, you know, shout out to you guys. Thank you for doing this. Yeah.
All right, so this is the part of the show where you get a chance to call the person that you think should have next. Tell them, hey, I got a chance to rock with B. Jones and KT. Told them my story. I want you to do the same thing. With that said, Luke, who you calling out? Who should have next?
Braden Blewett.
Now, he plays for Colleyville, doesn't he? Hey, he's a dog too, KT.
Oh, hey, I'm telling you, Braden Blewett, dog.
Yeah, like, he a dog, KT. I saw his name.
He's like one of the best. Like
is he 26 or what? Is he 24 or 25? What year is he?
25, class of 25.
Yeah, Kevin, I saw him on like a preseason list for one of the best players in the city, man. So I knew about the Blewett kid. Yeah.
You know, sometimes he made me, you know, I didn't have anything to throw to and I couldn't run, just throw it up.
He would go get it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Every time. I think our goal line fade percentage, I think, was 100% all season.
All right, Braden Blewett, tell the world that you are up next. Your ticket just got punched in. You are now officially on the clock. We're gonna get you on the show. It's Mamba's Only, Braden, so you gotta show up and show out, my guy. But Luke Orange, you got next. You are special, my guy. You are the truth, man. We are super fans of yours, and I'm telling you, there is nothing that can stop you, brother. You are about to do some things that this football game has not seen, and we're going to be right there 10 toes down, rocking with you every step of the way. You are extraordinary. You are elite. You deserve a Let's go. I'm telling y'all. Y'all go watch the kid highlights. We just put y'all on some game. This boy is impressive and super excited to have him on the show. Thank y'all for watching another fire episode of Sports Life Talks. You got next. We appreciate the love, but it's your time to become the MVP. That's right. I'm going to ask you one more game. Hit that subscribe button if you enjoyed the show and you want to see many more athletes like him come on the show. Make sure you hit that like button so we can tell the world how much this rock stars, how great he is, and also share this with as many people as you can, because the story needs to be told and needs to be heard on all the corners. And listen, lock in with us. We drop social media content every single day, whether it's a new show, whether it's a clip or something. We're gonna give you something every day, so tap in with us at Sports Life Talk, all one word. I promise you, it's one of the best follows you'll have during the week. And if you want to be on the show, Blewett is like a three star, just he a gangster too. The boys at Colleyville Heritage ain't nothing to be messing with, KT. We you know what, Colleyville Heritage, we coming to a football game this fall, 2024. We're gonna come check y'all out. But make sure, if you want to be on this show and you got a story, if you a mamba, you dope, go to our website, sltyougotnext.com. It's right there on the screen, sltyougotnext.com. Tell us what makes you great, white, what makes you tick, and KT is going to reach out to you, and we will give you an audition to be on the show. And for all of my podcast heads out there like myself, I love to get in the car and just listen to You Got Next, because sometimes, you know, these stories, they be really fun, and I love riding and listen to them. You can listen to them as well. Go wherever you download your podcast, whether that be Apple, Spotify, and you can download the audio version of this full entire show, as well as over 500 other shows. So listen and get motivated while you're in the gym, while you're in the car, while you're in the kitchen. It don't matter. You can listen to the smooth, sultry sounds of the mouth of the South, B. Jones, and the head coach, KT. Kev, congratulations. We sucked at the moment of truth. We're going to get better, though. We're going to get better. It's all good, but close us out, man. Sign us off.
Man, Luke, thank you so much for rocking with us. Whatever you need from us, please let us know, and we got your back.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Hey, Luke, keep going hard in the paint, my guy. Sports Like Talk Nation, we love y'all. Stay safe. Be blessed. Respect each other and love one another, because together we are better. And keep dreaming big, because you never know. Your story may be the next one featured on Sports Life Talks. You got next. Yeet.
I knew you had next, because you always working, you always grinding, you're in your bag because you're always working. Like, in due time, I knew you got next.
Oh, you did it, huh? Crack the code. You got next, you smashing goals. You want next, you need exposure. Well, Sports Like Talk got the baddest show, like the baddest hut in the room. Podcast to tune into just for you to talk your shit. Talk your mushroom. You want what you eat and you should consume. Sports Like Talk from the late night to the afternoon. Then rest repeat. Hit the like, leave a comment, or subscribe so you don't miss a beat. You got next, it's a small taste of a winning meal from a chef type of celebrity. What's up next is you, at least you better be. Yeah. You got next, yeah. I can feel it. You're a winner just like me. What comes next? Tune in next time and you'll see. Cause if you got next, yeah, if you got next, if you got next, then you're just like me. If you got next, if you got next, yeah, if you got next, then you know where to be. I'm talking Sports Life, talking this. Yeah, 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 yeah. Sports Life, talking this.